the rules of the game. As in any game, the people game has rules that must be honored if you're to become any good at it. I've included a few here to give you a taste for them. As for the rest of them, you'll have to discover them for yourself by playing a game of your own. You'll learn the rules in the process. The first rule: never figure out what you want your people to do and then try to create a game out of it. If it's to be seen as serious, the game has got to come first. What your people do, second. 2. Never create a game for your people that you're unwilling to play yourself. They'll find you out and never let you forget it. 3. Make sure there are specific ways of winning the game without ending it. The game can never end, because the end will take the life right out of your business. But unless there are victories in the process, your people will grow weary. Hence, the value of victories now and then. They keep people in the game and make the game appealing, even when it's not. 4. Change the game from time to time. The tactics, not the strategy. The strategy is your game's ethic, the moral underpinning of your game's logic. This must remain sacrosanct, for it is the foundation of you and your people's commitment to each other. But change is necessary. For any game can become ordinary, no matter how exhilarating it may be at the beginning. To know when change is called for, watch your people. Their results will tell you when the game's all but over. The trick is to anticipate the end before anyone else does, and to change it by executive action. You'll know if you've pulled it off by watching how everyone responds to the change. Not at first, however. You can expect some resistance at first, but persist. Your persistence will move them through their resistance into your new and more enlivening game. Rule 5. Never expect the game to be self-sustaining. People need to be reminded of it constantly. At least once a week, create a special meeting about the game. At least once a day, make some kind of issue about an exception to the way the game has been played and make certain that everyone knows about it. Remember, in and of itself, the game doesn't exist. It is alive to the degree that people make it so. But people have the unerring ability to forget everything they start and to be distracted by trivia. Most great games are lost that way. To make certain yours isn't, don't expect your people to be something they're not. Remind them, time after time, of the game they're playing with you. You can't remind them too often. 6. The game has to make sense. An illogical game will abort before it ever gets going. The best games are built on universally verifiable truths. Everyone should be able to see them if they're to be sufficiently attractive. A game with muddy beginnings will get you nowhere. Know the ground you stand on, and then assemble your armament. Sooner or later, you'll need it. For a game that isn't tested isn't a game at all. But remember, you can have the best reasons in the world for your game and still end up with a loser if the logic is not supported by a strong emotional commitment. All the logic does is give your people the rational armament to support their emotional commitment. If their commitment wanes, it means that they, and most likely you, have forgotten the logic. So wheel out the logic often. Make sure everyone remembers the game's reason for being. Rule 7. The game needs to be fun from time to time. Note that I said, from time to time. No game needs to be fun all the time. In fact, a game is often no fun at all. That's part of the thrill of playing a game well. learning how to deal with the no fun part so as to retain your dignity while falling on your face. At the same time, fun needs to be planned into your game. But make certain that the fun you plan is fun. Fun needs to be defined by your people. If it's fun to them, it will work. But not too often, maybe once every 6 months. Something to look forward to and something to forget. And finally, rule number 8. If you can't think of a good game, steal one. Anyone's ideas are as good as your own. But once you steal somebody else's game, learn it by heart. There's nothing worse than pretending to play a game. The logic of the game. To the hotel manager, the boss's game was a good one, so he learned how to play it. It was a simple game, but effective. It was built on the following logic. Most people today are not getting what they want. Not from their jobs, not from their families, not from their religion, not from their government, and most important, not from themselves. Something is missing in most of our lives. Part of what's missing is purpose, values, worthwhile standards against which our lives can be measured. Part of what's missing is a game worth playing. What's also missing is a sense of relationship. People suffer in isolation from one another. In a world without purpose, without meaningful values, what have we to share but our emptiness, the needy fragments of our superficial selves? As a result, most of us scramble about hungrily seeking distraction in music, in television, in people, in drugs. And most of all, we seek things. Things to wear and things to do. Things to fill the emptiness. Things to shore up our eroding sense of self. Things to which we can attach meaning, significance, life. We fast become a world of things. And most people are being buried in the profusion. What most people need, then, is a place of community that has purpose, order, and meaning. A place in which being human is a prerequisite, but acting human is essential. A place where the generally disorganized thinking that pervades our culture becomes organized and clearly focused on a specific worthwhile result. A place where discipline and will become prized for what they are, the backbone of enterprise and action, of being what you are intentionally instead of accidentally, a place that replaces the home most of us have lost. That's what a business can do. It can create a game worth playing. It can become that place of community. It can become that place where words such as integrity, intention, commitment, vision, and excellence can be used as action steps in the process of producing a worthwhile result. What kind of result? Giving your customer a sense that your business is a special place, created by special people, doing what they do in the best possible way, and all being done for the simplest, most human reason possible, because they're alive. What other reason do you need? Human beings are capable of performing extraordinary acts, capable of going to the moon, capable of creating the computer, capable of building a bomb that can destroy us all. The least we should be able to do is run a small business that works. For if we can't do that, then what's the value of our grand ideas? What purpose do they serve but to alienate us from ourselves, from each other, from who we are? Playing the game. Thinking the way the hotel owner did, you can begin to construct a mental map of the game he created. His hotel became a world in which the sensory experiences of his customer were greeted by a profound dedication to cleanliness, beauty, and order. But this dedication didn't rest on a purely commercial justification, though there was that too. No business could be successful without it. But a moral one. On the boss's philosophy, his view of the world, his idea. The idea was then communicated to his people, both in word and deed, through a well-planned process. The importance of this cannot be overstated. The boss communicated his idea through documented systems and through his warm, moving, and positive manner. He knew that he could communicate the orderly yet human process of pleasing customers to his people only if it were communicated to them in an orderly and human way. In short, the medium of communication became as important as the idea it was designed to communicate. And the hotel's hiring process became the first and most essential medium for communicating the boss's idea. As the manager explained it to me, the hiring process was comprised of several distinct components. 1. A scripted presentation communicating the boss's idea in a group meeting to all of the applicants at the same time. This presentation described not only the idea, but also the business's history and experience in successfully implementing that idea, and the attributes required of the successful candidate for the position in question. 2. Meeting with each applicant individually to discuss his reactions to and feelings about the idea, as well as his background and experience. At this meeting, each applicant was also asked why he felt he was superbly appropriate for the role the position was to play in implementing the boss's idea. 3. Notification of the successful candidate by telephone. Again, a scripted presentation. 4. Notification of the unsuccessful applicants, thanking each for his interest. A standard letter signed by the interviewer. And 5. First day of training to include the following activities for both the boss and the new employee. 1. Reviewing the boss's idea. 2. Summarizing the system through which the entire business brings that idea to reality. 3. Taking the new employee on a tour of the facilities, highlighting people at work and systems at work to demonstrate the interdependence of the systems on people and the people on systems. 4. Answering clearly and fully all of the employee's questions. 5. Issuing the employee his uniform and his operations manual. 6. Reviewing the operations manual, including the strategic objective, the organizational strategy, and the position contract of the employee's position. And 7. Completing the employment papers. And the hiring process is just the beginning. Just think, all of this simply to start a relationship. Are you beginning to understand that systematizing your business need not be a dehumanizing experience, but quite the opposite? That in order to get your people to do what you want, you'll first have to create an environment that will make it possible? That hiring people, developing people, and keeping people requires a strategy built on an understanding of people completely foreign to most businesses? That the system is indeed the solution? That without an idea worth pursuing, there can be no people strategy at all? But with that idea, you can finally say, just as our young manager said, that's where we really shine.